listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about kind of a heavy idea. The idea of bringing blood upon someone. Acts chapter 5, verses 27 and 28 sort of suggest this thought. Let me read those two verses to you. It says, "And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, 'Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us.'" The religious leaders who opposed the apostles of the early church didn't have the facts on their side. The truth was, Jesus Christ had risen from the dead, showing himself to many people before he ascended to heaven. The religious leaders couldn't produce the body of Jesus, and they couldn't discredit the reliable reports of his resurrection. Worst of all, they couldn't stop the disciples of Jesus from proclaiming the good news of Jesus' life, sacrificial death on the cross, and his resurrection. So, the religious leaders of that day did what many people do when the truth is not on their side. They hoped that intimidation would frighten the opposition into silence. That's the scene when Acts chapter 5, verse 27 says that they set them before the council. This was another attempt to intimidate the apostles with a display of the council's institutional authority. The apostles, knowing how God had protected and would continue to protect them, were probably not intimidated or even overly impressed by this. Then, the most intimidating man present, the high priest, confronted the followers of Jesus by saying this. He said, "Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name?" Now, it was true that they had commanded Peter and John to no longer teach in the name of Jesus. That was back in Acts chapter 4. Yet, Peter and John openly and honestly told them that they would continue to do so in obedience to God. Then the high priest said to the apostles, did you notice those words here? "You have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine." That accusation probably made the disciples smile. It was a wonderful testimony of how effective their message had been. Their doctrine, that is the good news of Jesus Christ, had filled Jerusalem. Then the high priest said something surprising, claiming that the disciples intended to bring this man's blood upon us. Now, first notice how the high priest referred to Jesus. He called him this man. One might say that the high priest was so afraid of the power of Jesus that he avoided even saying the Savior's name. He couldn't bring himself to say Jesus. He had to say this man. Yet, the charge that the apostles intended to bring this man's blood upon us is very interesting. The high priest no doubt meant that the apostles intended to hold the Jewish leaders responsible, at least in some measure, for the death of Jesus. But at the same time, we know that the apostles must have desired for the high priest and all of the Jewish leaders to come to faith in Jesus, even as some of the other priests did. You can find a mention of that in Acts chapter 6, verse 7. It says that many of the priests believed. Now, for certain, the apostles wanted to bring the covering, cleansing blood of Jesus upon the high priest and others in the council. I wonder if when the high priest spoke of bringing the blood of this man upon us, I wonder if a few of the apostles smiled, nodded, and thought, "Yes, we want you to trust in what Jesus did for you through his death." So in that sense, is the blood of Jesus upon you? Is his blood upon you?
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.